All right, so it's down here, and we've got an attendee of the Dating Power Seminar. We've got Jim here. How are you doing, Jim?
Very well, thank you.
Awesome. We've also got Ben here, and he's going to be adding in some comments every now and again. So let's begin here. I really want to find out to start with, get a bit of backstory from you. Like, why did you decide to work on this area of your life and come to the seminar?
I've been to like dates before, right? But it's like when I go out like to my club with dates, it's like I go without a map. You know, I don't know exactly what I was doing right or wrong.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, making a girl laugh is a good thing, I figured. So you try to be funny in that, but I didn't understand like how to be masculine around a girl and how to like you know, build rapport in that. Like I read in Dan's book.
Yeah. And I just figured, you know, I seen other mates of mine, and they're like they're just like really good at it, natural at it, and they just. When I asked them like, how do you guys do it? They couldn't give you an explanation. I said, oh look, you know, you just talk to them and you know, just be yourself, sort of.
Yeah.
So and then like a friend of mine, you know, he mentioned the Modern Man. So I thought, you know, these guys sound like the real deal.
Yeah. All right. So there's many things there that we could open up into conversations. But one of them is that you were saying that your mates were just saying, you know, be yourself. And that's all you need to do. But what have you realized since that about that? Like, is it just about being yourself, or is it a little bit more to it?
Look, I mean, you got to be confident, obviously.
Yeah.
And you may think you're confident, but around girls want someone who's like interesting. You know.
Yeah.
It's like you mentioned in your book as well. It's like if you're just, you know, hanging around home, surfing the net, going to your friends' places. Not enough. You got to go out there and, like, you know, take some martial arts lessons or go do some labop dancing classes or, you know, mix it up so you can talk. So when you talk to a girl, you've got some interesting conversation.
And so when you're being yourself, your self is actually an interesting self and it's actually attractive, yeah?
Basically. Yeah. I mean, and also when you're talking, you got to, like stick to the emotional aspects of it. You know, if you're talking logical, like normally guys do, like it's a 20-question interview, like, how you doing, where do you work, you know, girls have heard it a million times before, they're not going to bother with you, right?
So do you have an example for us now of something that you went through, a specific story of something that happened to you where things weren't good and you went through a bad experience taking a girl on a date or approaching a girl or something along those lines?
A bad experience would probably be when I was working in Adelaide. I met this girl and I liked her, she kind of liked me. And we went on a date and it's like I lost my mobile, but I made a too much of a big deal about it, and she didn't like that. I could tell later on, like, you know, this guy, you know, he's making a big deal of something, right? And you know, you got to be cool about it. Yeah, you got to be cool about it. Even if you've lost something, big deal. It's how you react to it.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
If you're cool, go, yeah, no worries. You know, inside you're feeling shit. You know, all my work numbers and that are in that mobile.
Yeah.
But don't do that in front of the girl. You know, because she's gonna think, oh. You know, if you can't take this kind of pressure that he's lost the mobile, what's it going to be like, you know?
Exactly.
When it's the fan sort of thing,
You're not going to be much of a man to be with.
Yeah, and she pretty much stopped it that night, you know? That's the whole I heard from her.
That was one date and that was it.
Pretty much, but look, you learn a lesson from it at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because women, they really are scanning for those sorts of traits, whether you have it or not.
Yep.
And, you know, as I was saying at the seminar, though, you don't have to be perfect, but, you know, you can make certain mistakes that you can make and really ruin your chances. So,
Jim, tell us about your friends and what they'd experienced and their success, and like, you know, how did that make you feel?
Look, I can give you two guys that I know right now. Both these guys are salesmen, right? And I've seen how they work girls, and I looked at them, and it's like one of the guys I know. He just acts like a kid, sort of. You know, he kind of lulls himself a little bit and acts like a kid around girls, and they just eat it up. You know, and I don't know how he did it. I looked at it, I think, mate, this is how normal would normally talk to me.
Yeah.
But it's like you just got to keep it. And I realise now after reading Dan's book, it's just he was keeping it emotional, you know. Not girly type, but sort of, you know, the girls were eating it up. That's all I can say. Heavy.
And another friend of mine,
I mean, we went to Rutherglen Wine Festival last year. And this guy, I mean, we go to this bar. And this girl just comes over, goes, oh, come sit on my lap. And this is not even a minute. And he's going, oh, you're a superstar. You're fantastic. You know, he just keeps, just awesome. You know,
this
flattering them.
Good, yeah.
And they're eating it up. They're like, oh, you know. Yeah. And I'm thinking, how the hell did he do that? You know? But the guy, he's just confident, you know. He goes in, I own the place, basically.
So I'm assuming you were sitting there thinking, like, what does he have that I don't have? Why is he good and, like, why am I struggling?
I just figured this guy, being a salesman, you know, he's probably used to this sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now I look at it, it's... Like I said, they just keep it to the emotional level. Don't get logical. Don't ask the questions. Yeah. Just keep it there and just work from there, you know.
So did you try and copy your friends? Did you try and copy these guys that you thought were good? I mean, what did
it
you do?
It just wasn't me at that time. It wasn't me, you know, because I look at it and I'm thinking, you know, these guys are talking bullshit and I'm not good at that, you know. I'm not good at talking crap, you know. I'd rather, you know, keep it at an intelligent level. But you realise, I mean, you'd be like a cold fish.
How about a time when you were approaching women? Did you ever approach women before coming to the seminar? Like, were you trying that out at all? Or?
I was approaching women. It's just that I didn't know how to take it further. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Talking to them, you know, getting the number, no problem.
Right, okay.
It was afterwards that was the problem because, you know, sometimes they just, like, maybe they sobered up, I don't know. It's like when you talk on the phone next time, it's like they kind of lost interest.
Wow, okay.
You know?
Okay.
Sort of thing.
Do you know why that used to happen?
I mean, look, it happens, it's like, you know, you go out of the 10 girls you meet, you know, in my case, it was maybe like, you know, 7 or 8 of them wouldn't bother, right? You might get the numbers of like 2 or 3 of them,
yeah.
Then they probably lose interest the next day.
Didn't really.
I couldn't quite figure out, maybe was I ringing up too late, because I think I rang up like 2 or 3 days afterwards, I figured that'd be right, but maybe they just lost interest, or, you know, they weren't really interested, you know, afterwards. I don't know. I just couldn't figure it out. Why was the case?
All right. Well, how about what's some of the good results that you've got since coming to the Dating Power seminar? You see a big smile.
Like, I always went out to nightclubs, right? Like, you know, Fitzroy Street here in Collins, in South Melbourne, and that.
Yeah.
And with a few mates, and like the first girl I got, the one night stand. I mean, that was
first girl you got was a one night stand.
That was amazing. That was kind of what Ben once said in the seminar, how like, yeah, like maybe once in the year you'll get a girl who'll pick you up and take you home.
Okay.
That's what that was,
right,
basically,
okay.
Right? Okay. So you got lucky. I mean, 3 a.m. in the morning,
yep.
A few stragglers around, eventually someone's going to get desperate, right? So I got picked up. And
oh, it's not a bad result, okay. All right, keep going.
But that's not really, I mean... That,
no,
you
it's
know,
not because of
that's
the
not really,
maybe,
fine.
You know.
That's just luck.
Yeah.
So after that, I mean, she had emotional problems. You know,
okay.
The second time we went out, she got really cold, and I think because she thought, "Oh, I'm too easy, so I better like put the shields up and not give this too much away." Anyway, and she had problems. Anyway, left that. I had like 3 dates afterwards. I had one with this English girl I met at Kitten Club. This Brazilian girl I met at Copacabana, and what was it? Oh, and those two girls were okay. I mean, we went out, you know, had some dinner, you know. It didn't quite get anywhere. It's just like, I wasn't really interested in them. And
it sounds like you're becoming a lot more selective too.
Yeah, you have to be. I mean, I realised like, the last girl, the Aussie girl I was with, sorry, please go in, Ben.
What made you shift into becoming more selective with the women that you were dating? What was the...
That you can select. You just get anything that comes along, right?
Nice.
So you talk to one
dating
girl,
pal mindset,
and she's like
awesome.
A bit of next, yeah. You know? Don't bother with that. Next.
Seeing your value increase because of some of the things we taught you and you learned at the seminar, enabled you to take a stronger mindset into approaching and dating women.
Well,
so you could see yourself as more valuable.
Yeah, he's because I remember like I got a cousin one. He said it, you know, perfectly. He goes, "Look, you see that girl there? She's my obese chick walking down the street. She'll go to a nightclub, and not only will she pick a guy up, she'll be knocking guys back as well. You know." Said in a funny way, and I thought, oh, you know, the power must be with them. But I realised, like, after the seminar and reading the book, and I got to tell you now, for all those guys out there, you read Ben's book.
Dan's book.
Read it.
Ben didn't write it. I wrote it.
Well, you know, you helped them along.
No,
Dan's
did
book.
Help
read Dan's book.
Go.
You can't just read it once. I mean, you got to read it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something you just read and that's it. You got to come back to it. Like, think of it as a handbook. You know, you come back to think, okay, I remember that now.
Yeah.
And keep at it. I got a mate of mine came back from the US and he broke up with his girlfriend of 2 years and we're taking him out. He's going, oh, let's go out. I'm like, I'm working, mate, you know, give me a break sort of thing. And you'd see like, because he was with his girlfriend, he didn't go out after that. He went out with her, but not out to, you know, flirt and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And he's kind of out of the game now. I know he's trying to get back in.
Yeah.
He's gone cold, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, happen, yeah. Having a book like Dance...
Yeah, not Dance. Is, nah, that's right.
Like Dance is good. You know, it's something to come back to.
Yeah.
So, basically, the moral of the story is, you know, I realise that the power's not all with the girls, right? You've got the power too.
Awesome.
Right?
Awesome.
So, use it and be selective, because if you're trying to go for anything, they'll notice it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And it makes it harder for you. Mm. You lose value there. All right, so how about girls that you've actually stayed with? I mean, you went on those dates and you were saying you're losing interest. Have you actually stayed with any girls? You got a girlfriend now, or?
That's the thing I'm trying to work on, you know? Because I've never really had, like, you know, girlfriends, proper girlfriends, long-term or anything. Workmates, yes, but proper girlfriends, you know. That I still don't know how to get at yet. My brother, he's had girlfriends all his life, you know. So how does he do it?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm still working on that. That's something I wouldn't mind, you know, kind of like growing and developing in.
That would have been irritating growing up too, with your brother being good with women and you not being good with women, I'm assuming.
Oh,
I mean, it's just that they found him attractive, you know.
So what was the photo you're showing before? Is that the girl you're with at the moment? Or
yeah, yeah.
How long have you been together?
We met up in it was in December.
Month after the seminar.
4 weeks after you came.
Yeah, late December, you know, see how it went, sort of thing. It didn't go anywhere till probably about 3 weeks, you know. So I went on a date with her for about 3 or 4 times.
Right, so a lot of your other ones, initially, when you didn't have a better understanding, and before the seminar, when you were dating women, things would generally fall through after the first date, but now with this girl, you went on 3 or 4 dates and just took things easy and progressed from there.
Well, things didn't really fall through. It was just a bit of a culture thing, sort of thing. She's a nice girl. Like I said, I met her I told you her name. I met her at a jam factory.
Okay.
Over in Borders.
Right. In the bookstore.
Then you approached her. Yeah. Look.
Oh, this is fantastic.
No, she was responsive. That's a good thing. If you can see she's responsive to you, okay.
So does she work there, or is she a customer?
A customer.
So you're able to read those signals from her, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, open stance towards you, you know.
The stuff that we were demonstrating. Ben and Stu up there demonstrating it at the Dating Power Seminar.
Yeah,
so
like positioning within interactions and all that sort of stuff, yeah?
Yeah. All right, well, so are you still together now? So we're in May now, and you started dating her in December. Are you still together now?
Yeah, we're still together now.
Right, so I'm confused, like, because you were saying that you're still trying to work on the whole getting a girlfriend thing, but it seems like you kind of do have a girlfriend.
I still am.
Right, okay.
I still am. I've got a girlfriend, okay, fair enough, but I mean, I still want to be, like I said, I still like to have friends, girlfriends, you know what I mean? I still want to work on that, you know?
You want to build your social network of girls, yeah.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
It's all very well, I mean, I figured, okay, you pick up girls, you know, okay, one thing leads to another, they have sex, but I want to actually grow a bit more than that. I want to actually have friends that are girls instead of just having male friends, you know?
Yeah.
I want to work on that a bit more, and I was hoping today I was going to ask questions
about how to go about doing that. And just, you know, just one of the things, we'll go into detail on that afterwards, but for now, one of the things I'll tell you, to have more female friends, like, what pushes female friends away from a guy is when he is trying to pick them up. You know what I mean? Like, if you're being a cool guy and you're being attractive, and by that I mean being confident, you're flirting, using humor, you're being a cool guy, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
The stuff we talked about at Dating Power, then girls are going to be attracted to you. They're going to start wanting to be around you more. And then if you're not trying to pick them up, you're just hanging out as friends, then it's going to be great. They're going to be having a great experience. So, you know, a lot of guys fall down when it comes to having female friends because they try to pick them up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like, What's your motivations for wanting to have more female friends? Honestly, though, like, you know, what's your motivation?
Just open up, you know, a social group of friends that I've got, because, you know, I mostly got male friends, and I'd like to change that.
Yeah, okay.
You'd like to have a mix, yeah.
I want to have a mix, a bit more balance.
So you can have, like, one day when you're having a party, you can go, right, I've got all these group of friends, I've got a good mix of guys and girls, and you can throw a party and, you know, invite them all along, and it'll be a great atmosphere, rather than just having that party full of 30 blokes.
Ironic, kind
of. Yeah, like, everyone's looking around like, where are the girls? There's no girls here, what's going on?
Feels a bit weird.
Spot on, Ben.
Yeah. So, like, apart from those things we've already chatted about, what are some of the other things that really stood out? I mean, what are the top 3 things that really stood out for you at the Dating Power Seminar that really hit home and you've been able to use since coming along?
I remember the kind of talk you gave about being present. Remember that?
Yeah,
it was awesome. Focused on the girl. That was good. Being focused on the girl, listening to what she's saying.
So you've been using that now with your current girlfriend, yeah? And you've found that you've had better results, like really staying in tune?
Yeah, it's like, you know, don't cut off, like, what you, if you're in a conversation. Just listen. Hang on for a bit and listen.
So you wouldn't do that in the past, like, before coming?
Yeah, it was like I was trying to, like, you know, be the big shot and put my word in there, you know? you gotta like, hang back.
Qualifying you were.
You gotta hang back and just listen in.
That's fantastic.
Okay, and leave it at that. And you know, if a girl, if she's saying things that, you know, like she sounds upset, whatever, you know, maybe she's just saying that just, you know, to get a reaction from you. You know, probably doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
You say your ability to read women now has gone up significantly, yeah?
It's still going. I still got much to learn there. It's, especially when you're working with different women from different cultures like this one.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, sometimes we have fights and we haven't figured out, like when she comes from, right, when a man takes a woman out, he pays for everything, right?
Wow.
Dinner. I think, well, hang on, here you gotta, like, at least put in, like, I don't know, 20% something, you know.
Yeah.
But she just, you know, won't do it.
Does she cook for you though?
Does she do that?
She doesn't do that.
She came to my work with some lunch, so she did something.
Oh, that's
lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, my girl came over last night and cooked me dinner, so that was good. But she does that quite a bit. But yeah, so
that's one thing. Being
what
present.
Else? Like I said, listening to a response. That's part of being present.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
Body language.
Body language. Okay.
Obviously. Awesome. Listen, you know.
It's another one of my topics.
Yeah, like, everyone talks about Ben's topics.
Right, when we ask them,
the book,
Ben said this, Ben said that. Don't worry about Dan.
No,
I'm just kidding.
More present.
Yeah. No, okay, body language.
And also, body language, and don't be afraid of rejection. That's the other thing, too. Don't be
afraid. Why?
Like, why not be afraid of it? Like I said, you know, when you start off, 8 out of the 10 girls you meet might not go anywhere. Either because you're not. Your body language, not just her, your body language appearing to her is like, oh, this guy seems a bit nervous, what I know, sort of thing. And if you started with your voice and that sort of, you know.
Yeah.
But as, like, if you get more confident, you know, your strike rate gets better, right? So I noticed for my body language changing to being more confident, I noticed their body language being more, you know, responsive to me, sort of. So, you know, they're looking at me, they've got the sparkle in the eye, sort of thing.
Yeah,
they're going, okay, yeah, you're getting somewhere here. And
because you're right, when you were saying when you become more confident and you've got the right body language, your strike rate goes up, the words you're using. But, you know, in other words, you become more compatible with more women because they are looking for a confident guy. They are looking for that sort of guy. And when you become that sort of guy, it becomes really easy.
Yep. And you say, you know, because I was like, you know, you talk logic, forget it, won't work with them. Just keep it fun. Sort of, I remember.
Interesting, yeah. Sorry, go.
Before that, I wouldn't keep it fun. Like, I would keep it at times fun, you know. But then, you know, like in Ben's other, in Dan's other book, I can't remember what it was, the attraction method. So, like, when you go to a nightclub, 80% fun, 20% logic.
Oh, great.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that makes sense now. Because I was keeping it 50-50. Maybe why, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It's a fine women will lose interest, you know, if you're not doing it right. You know,
the
right environment.
So I thought, keep it more emotional in that sense.
What seems interesting there is that things have changed for you now because you now actually understand the correct way to go about interacting with women in different situations. Seems like before, you actually thought you were doing the right thing by talking logically to women when you're interacting with them. But now, from, you know, learning from us and going out and experimenting and learning from your interactions, you now know that you need to have fun, interesting interactions when you interact with women for them to become attracted and interested in you.
And above all, more confident now. Because before, it's like, because I didn't know, I can my unconfident.
What's made you more confident now?
That I've learned that you got to keep it in the emotional level with girls. Okay, you got to keep it at that level. Don't treat them like guys, basically.
Yeah.
Treat them like women. Oh, what's women? Well, Dan's book will show you what he means by that. Keep it emotional, okay? Keep it from little smirks, little laughs, you know? Keep them laughing, right? And, you know, I'm not saying bullshit. I'm not saying, you know, just talk, you know, all kinds of crap to girls. You know, I know guys that do that and that, but you got to find your own kind of comfortable level, which means you got to, like, actually develop that, you know,
to women. You actually sound like me. Like, when I was first starting out, same thing. It's like, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to have more women in my life, but I didn't know how to go about attracting them. So that's why I lacked confidence interacting with women, because no one had ever shown me how.
Yeah.
But as soon as someone taught me how, it was like game on. Now all of a sudden I had the tools, I had the techniques, I had the understanding to go and interact with these women. Yeah. And then naturally my confidence grew and my results with women grew also.
Yeah.
So you, yeah, it seems like we were in very, very similar spots.
It's true, it does sound very similar.
Yeah, but I've still got much to learn, you know, I'm still learning.
So, yeah, that's right. Like what happens is you get to a point where it's very easy to meet and date women. You just, you know, you can walk over to a woman and she'll be responsive, you can get phone numbers, you can date lots of women. But what happens is there's all these subtle levels that that you go through. There's just, you know, you've got the technique, for example, of how to flirt and how to be funny, but, you know, those sort of techniques, but you get better and better at using it and it becomes subtly different. And, you know, as you get better and better, you become more compatible with more women. So, but, you know, you'll get to a point. I mean, you've already got to the point where you're dating quite a number of women. You've got a girl that you're still with.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, it's going to... What was your reaction there?
Well, I mean, I'm just starting, you know, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
I've got a girlfriend now, and like, but I still go out and talk to girls and that, right?
Yeah.
But you know, whatever happens in the future happens, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I still want to grow.
So you're not going to marry this girl? Is that what you're saying?
Oh. Come on, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got the power now, so it's like, okay, I want to have some fun.
Just make sure she doesn't hear this testimonial.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, I still want to like develop social networks with girls. I still want to work on that.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay.
That's the thing I'm still working on, and you know, you could say that I got lucky. You know, I don't think so. I think, you know, it was a combination. But I mean, you make your own luck, right?
No, but it's like exactly, you make your own luck. You've gone into a bookstore. You saw a woman. You got the understanding now how to tell if a woman's open to being approached. You used that information. You went over there and did it, and now you're in a relationship with her. That's not getting lucky. That's making your own luck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, the same deal with the one-night stand I had, you know.
Oh, I'll give you a saying here, and it actually comes from golf. And that is...
Ben the golfer.
Here we go. There's a very, very well-known, famous golfer called Gary Player, and he used to have a very, very famous saying, and that was, the more I practice, the luckier I get.
You know, nice.
It's the same thing with women. It's like, you may perceive it that way, but... The reality is, the more you interact with women, the more you learn, the more you apply what you learn, the better your results are going to be, and the more you're going to experience with your interactions and with your dating life as well. Mm. So, I mean, from where you're going now, you've only got room to expand and get better. So, I mean, you've got a great understanding of that. You know, you don't strike me as the sort of person that's going to do things for a couple of weeks and then go, I've got this thing done, I've licked it, it's gone. Mm. This is something you're going to build over time. So, in 6 months or a year from now, you might be dating two or three women, or you might be dating one girl exclusively who's just hot and exactly what you're looking for. So it really is an interesting place you're in, and you do remind me very much of myself. So Jim, now, like, where exactly do you think your life is at, and what are you looking to the future for? What do you want to achieve in the next 6 months to a year with women?
Well, look, I mean, assuming this relationship I got with my girlfriend stays, I still want to expand my social network with girls. I want to have some friends that are girls now instead of having male friends. I want to expand that area. If, you know, God forbid, you know, whatever, breaks up the relationship now, you know, at least I'll have had all that work done already, practicing-wise, to go back in. And basically, you know, I can go to a nightclub any night and just at least pick up one girl, right, number, and meet her for coffee, whatever. I can be confident enough that if I go out tonight, I'm definitely going to at least get one girl, one girl's number.
That's actually the beauty of what you've learned, because not only is what you've learned applicable to dating a girl, but it's also applicable to meeting new women, whether you be, you know, dating a couple of women at once or being in a relationship. And regardless of where you are, you can go and use all these skills and techniques and improve. So like you're saying, you can be in a relationship and then also you can interact with women at work, public transport, through friends, when you're in a relationship, but still be able to practice and learn and teach yourself interacting with them. So, and then once you do get out of a relationship, you're going to be able to pretty much pick up the ball straight away and go and meet a new girl. Whereas we know that, you know, a lot of guys tell us that they struggle with, they get into a relationship and then when they come out, You know, they've got nothing. They have no way of gelling straight back into the social scene. It's a very common complaint and frustration.
Yeah. And as I said, you know, to get more friends, to get more girlfriends, friends that are girls, so that, you know, I can go to more house parties with more girls in there, you know. So you start interacting with them.
A little secret there too. That is probably one of the most effective ways to meet women. Which is meeting girls through friends.
Yeah.
And if you do that and you build your social network, you'll be surprised at how easy it will be and become for you to meet women.
Yeah. Let's see. So with Dating Power, I mean, we've got, we put that into onto DVD and it's available as a box set. What would you say to guys that are considering checking it out? Like, what would you say? You know, is it worth it? Is it worth it to get something like this? You know,
two words, do it. I mean,
just do it.
Just look, what do you got to lose, right? Money, you know, what's, I don't know how much it's being sold for, whatever, but it can't be that much for what you're going to get back in return. It's going to help you. Sorry.
No, that's okay. But when you came to the seminar, when you were arriving, I know you got a referral from a friend, you were saying, but were you still thinking back where you were then? Were you a little bit skeptical? Or were you thinking, all right, you know, who are these guys, and is this stuff actually going to work?
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, like I said, like I'd read other books before, they weren't really working. I mean, they weren't really explaining it enough, you know, and they just tended to be a bit negative, a bit misogynistic.
Sort of us against them mentality, yeah.
Yeah, sort of thing, and it's like, you know, oh, you know, if she gives you some crap or whatever, and you're in the car, just, you know, just screech the whole, make a big scene about, oh, there's something in the trunk of my car, you know, can you go out and get it for me? And she goes, that then off you go. That sort of mentality.
It's crazy.
How did you feel when you were trying that stuff out?
I didn't. I thought, this is just too rude. It's like TJ Mackey in Magnolia, you know, respect the...
That. Just thinking, over the top. It's like, what's going on with that? Yeah. You know?
So now how, like, that, obviously you didn't feel very natural and you didn't feel yourself doing that other stuff. Like, how do you feel now when you're interacting with women?
You just... Well, just be calm, be relaxed, and don't feel pressured, you know?
Do you feel like you're yourself?
Just be, well, yeah, yourself, but I mean a more interesting self.
Right.
You know? Yes. And a more comfortable self, you know?
It's like you're more of an improved version of yourself.
I've always been comfortable and confident in myself, but like I said, it's the thing that was missing was when you're talking to girls, you're not like you're talking to a guy. That's the thing. That was my problem.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it wrong. I don't know why, what I was doing right or wrong.
Yep.
You know? It was only after, you know, reading the book, I figured, okay, that's the way it is. And of course, coming to the seminar. I highly recommend you go to the seminar.
Yeah.
You'll learn more things, like little tips and stuff that... I remember Ben gave us a few tips.
Another one.
Here we go.
Three for me and one for you.
The one about... you were working at, when you were in store, when you were in the health industry, you were working at some some old person's home.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And that girl, and you're saying sometimes you say hello to her, sometimes you wouldn't say hello to her for two or three days. So she kept
that's
in suspense.
Golden.
Yeah, build anticipation.
That's right.
Build the sexual tension, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Definitely.
That Dan like talked about at the seminar. Dan talked about no, all right, cool. Well, look, thanks a lot for coming along and meeting us with us today, Jim. Like, we're sitting out here in an inner city cafe and lots of background noise. I hope it turned out all right. But yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see where you are at in 6 months' time.
Definitely. You know, it's going to be very interesting. So, all right, Jim, thanks very much. And I guess we'll be talking to you again sometime down the track.
Thanks a lot, guys. Go modern man.
Thanks, Jim.